Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Erin. I'm a social worker at St. Luke's Upper Bucks campus. I was calling in regards to a patient that we have here who's saying that she's getting services through Family First.
Who's this?
What's Maxine Garrell.
Yeah, and I keep explaining to her, I have two caregivers. I don't have all of her hours filled, and she's switching insurances as of 3/1, so we would need to get a whole new authorization and everything. So I have to wait until that happens before I can even speak. I don't even know who her service coordinator is going to be or anything, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't think that she should even be living on her own at all. Like, this is, it's been an ongoing issue with her. Like, she asks for staffing, then when we have it staffed, someone else was able to staff, and then she's left alone, and she calls us all the time crying, and I'm like, there's only so much I can do, you know? And she lives alone, and it's not really the best living situation either, so you may want to just look into it with her. I know she's really against going into a facility, but at this point, I mean, for her own safety, like, it's just, I don't know. So if we do resume, like, I have the authorization, but she's saying that Keystone is being cut and she's going on to PA Health and Wellness as of 3/1. So I'm not going to start with that authorization, and then 2 days later it's going to be cut, you know?
So Keystone's being cut, and then she's getting what?
PA Health and Wellness. This is what I'm hearing from her. I have not been able to reach her SC at all, and she said that that's not her SC anymore. So
who were you trying to reach?
Her service coordinator with Keystone.
I have Elizabeth Riley, and then I have Yvonne Andrews.
Yeah, Yvonne Andrews is the
coordinator.
But she's saying that she's not with them anymore, so I have to wait until they're assigned a coordinator with PA Health and Wellness to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, next week is the soonest that we'd be able to do anything.
Okay, all right. So let's just.
Why don't we do this? Give me a call back on. I'm gonna add a note into her database that once it comes up on Monday, once March hits, I'll be able to look into the PA Health and Wellness system and be able to get some more information. So give me a call back Monday afternoon, okay?
That's perfect. So this number, and then your name was?
Sarah.
Sarah, and what is your role there?
Staffing customer service.
Okay, staffing, and that's at Family First.
Family First Care, yeah.
Okay, all right, perfect. And then she was saying, too, that I guess for other caregivers that she had in her house, she's not going to work with anymore because they were neglectful. That's not your agency. That was a different agency.
No, yeah, we haven't been able, just got the authorization, and then she went into the hospital. So,
gotcha. So you haven't been able to start with. So, okay, everything that she is telling us is true. She's just not the easiest person to work with.
Yeah, and I mean, it's my understanding that the agency that she had prior to us is no longer willing to staff her.
Which agency would that?
I honestly don't know. But she said that I was told that they're not going to take her back again.
Okay. All right, perfect. So you're still trying to coordinate. And how many hours a week is she getting?
She gets 119 hours a week. I have a caregiver that is holding for her to work 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then I needed to work out, like, how she wanted the other hours because I have a second caregiver onboarding for her currently. It's a male. He's just about ready to start. Like, he could pretty much be ready to start. But I just needed to get a schedule as to how she wants the other hours set up, and if she wants to use all of the 119 hours, because a lot of times she's just like, I just need to get this done, I just need these hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been frustrating to, I mean, she's been back and forth with our agency for years, for like 2 years now, like, and we've only had her started once, and she was only with us for like a week, and then she jumps out, you know?
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, so we'll just kind of play it by ear right now,
wait
till Monday, and then maybe... So I'm going to call you. I know an APS report was filed, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody could be like, no, you can't go home. Unfortunately, she's not deemed incompetent and can make crappy decisions.
Mm. All right. Well, I'll talk to you Monday,
okay.
then.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're very
welcome.
Appreciate
it.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks.